He had the AIDS.
The AIDS.
Sit. Do you know that?
All right. Let me take a break real quick, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right. This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
And the vast majority of vaginas are on women.
But our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
All right.
So and go, the vagina shop at Macy's.
Go Red for Women. I don't know what that means. It doesn't, you know, you just go red at least once a month, I guess, right? Anyways, boys and girls, 3:01 in the afternoon. That was your PSA for the day, for us anyways. And it is 45 degrees. Like I said,
I'm getting warmer here.
Yeah. I have to take Mother Nature out on a dinner date now for that extra degree. And so, anyways, okay. So thank you, Christopher, for those wonderful shout-outs. Very appreciative.
Yeah. We appreciate our friends and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Taking the reins from Carla while she's out sick for the day. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Festivus. And if you don't know what it is, look it up. Merry Christmas, because I say Merry Christmas. I'm not one of those, you know, try to be politically correct, and it's not really politically correct. Merry Christmas.
You know, I don't know who celebrates what, I just say, if I know you're Catholic, I say Merry Christmas. But Merry Christmas rolls off the tongue. If I don't know what you celebrate, I'll just, because if I don't know someone well enough, I'll holiday them.
But yeah, you throw the holiday out there.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know. If you're passing by a stranger in the street or shopping, whatever.
I just say enjoy your holiday.
Well, you all brought up with Merry Christmas, and you know that's the way it was.
And that's what I'll say. I'll say it to you guys.
Yeah, I'll say to everyone that I know who celebrates Christmas.
I have a lot of Jewish friends who also say Merry Christmas to me too.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's good.
And all right, boys and girls, we're gonna play a couple. Maybe Christmas jingles, and we'll be back with the.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space!
Oh, God.
We got to get the pole out of the crawl space. And we'll be back with some silly news.
Yeah, I think so.
And the wheel. Once you get your list together, you let me know.
Okay, so here's the thing. I do have the list.
Okay.
I do need to check it twice.
Very good. Wait a minute. Hold on. Here you go, Chris. Yeah. I was a little late on that. I didn't know you were going to throw a lame joke out there.
Oh, really? Did you just beat me?
All right, kids. Chris, want to take us out? Tell them what they are listening to.
You are listening to the 2016 Festivus Extravaganza on WMFO Medford, Boston. The Giddy Up.
We'll be right back, kids.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. Ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mixing and mingling the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock. Sleigh, yeah. All right. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mixing a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock. That's the jingle bell rock.
York Peppermint Patty. Guess the sensation.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
That's right. All I want for Christmas is you. And you know who you are. I don't have to say it over the air. Anyways, that was, believe it or not, that was Chemical Romance. My Chemical Romance, I should say. I always leave the my out. A punk rock band.
That was nice. That
you're not very possessive.
No, I'm not very possessive. That's why I say it like that. But that was All I Want for Christmas Is You by My Chemical Romance. And before that, believe it or not, was Jingle Bell Rock and sung by, and I know nobody got it.
I didn't.
Billy Idol.
Wow.
Billy Idol.
He was good.
That was great. What a great version.
Had a good voice.
Oh, my God. I seen him at Foxwoods probably like 3 years ago. And the guy, he's like almost 70 years old,
yeah,
right?
Right.
And he took off his shirt. The guy's ripped. He's still ripped.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he looked fantastic. You know, in a non, you know.
You're in a lather over there, Mr. Brands.
Non-sexual way. He just looked great.
Yeah.
I appreciate someone that keeps himself in great shape.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls. It is 3:14 in the afternoon, and it is 45 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford, Boston, on the Tufts University campus. And What do you think, Christopher? I'm joined by our good friend Frankie and Bergamo, and I appreciate you being here, Frankie. Thank you for having me.
It's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Our Christmas show.
Buon Natale. Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale. There you go. And how do you say Festivus in Italian? Festivus, right?
Festivus. It's Latin.
We'll have to call Kramer and ask him.
Yeah, we will. Well, we have to call Frank Costanza.
Yeah.
He made up the...
Judge Costanza.
All right. So we get some silly news, as we usually do. And Christopher will take the reins, of course, once again, because he loves doing the silly news.
All right, so with the silly news, I don't know what the sillier part is to this next news story. Okay. One is, while on a flight, Richard Marx, the singer...
Richard Marx, oh,
seduced
wow.
crazed passenger. I'm not sure if that's the crazy part, or is it that he's married to MTV goddess Daisy Fuentes.
He is?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Daisy Fuentes?
Yeah.
Wow,
so what is the
years.
Crazier part of the story? He's married to... I think it's more
I thought he was lighting loafers. Apparently not.
No. And she's still killing the game, too. Look
yeah.
at this picture of her. She looks the same.
Wow.
You don't see her much anymore. They shared that show on TV.
Well, you know, once you get with Richard Marx, you know, he doesn't let you leave the basement too often.
What was his songs?
Oh God, the one "Hold On to the Night."
Yeah, he was like a Kenny G kind of guy.
It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. And okay. I think he had another hit. I don't know
that. You think?
Yeah, that "Hold On to the Night" song made me want to vomit and choke on it. That song was. It's not Giddy Up approved.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Absolutely not.
So hold on to the nights and the crazy inline passenger who started attacking people.
What?
On your flight, yep. 80s heartthrob Richard Marx may be known for singing love songs, but he fiercely jumped to subdue an apparently crazed passenger aboard a flight from Hanoi, Vietnam to Seoul, South Korea. He was traveling with his wife, Daisy Fuentes. Yes.
Fuentes.
Fuentes. The fire. Yes, they are married. And she documented much of the drama on Instagram. So if you feel like liking Daisy Fuentes' Instagram.
Wait a minute. She wanted to get him in trouble?
No, she's like, oh, this is my husband. He's a hero. So to quote her, a guy sitting in the next row from us got crazy and started attacking the flight attendants and passenger. The MTV VJ turned fashion mogul wrote, when he started pushing the female staff and pulling them by the hair, Richard Marx was the first to help to subdue them. Look at this. He looks like a bad man, Richard Marx. He's got a rope in his hand. Look at this. I'm going to share this to the Giddy Up page. Look at that. He's got a rope. He's ready to subdue.
Oh, good Lord. How old is he?
53.
Where's she?
She's
not there.
No, she's taking the pictures. Yeah. The brunette, who has made a fortune off her clothing line at Kohl's, continued, this went off for 4 hours. I feel horrible for the abuse these staff had to endure. But no one was prepared for this. They weren't prepared for Richard Marx. Or they weren't prepared to find out they were married.
Was he singing this as he was beating the guy down?
He was serenading him.
Raining blows upon his head.
Yeah, right. I know. Crazy.
And tie him up with a rope.
Where did he get the rope?
I know, on a plane. Where'd you get a rope on a plane?
He had it in his briefcase.
I feel horrible, but no one was prepared. They never fully got control of him. They didn't know how to use the taser, and they didn't know how to secure the rope around him. He got loose from the rope restraints 3 times. Fuentes, who promised to also post video from the flight, shared a collage of photos of the alleged attacker being held off by Marx, who his friends call him Dick. Yes, he's Dick Marx.
He's Dick Marx. One of the Marx brothers. But he's the dick of the family.
And he's tied up by Dick Marx. So Marx was holding a rope, and flight attendants, including one with a taser in hand. In short, it's not a flight you would want to be on, because they kept playing this crap all the song. I will be posting that to the Giddy Up page shortly. And I'm only going to do 2 stories today because we have to digest that Richard Marx story.
Yeah, let me get rid of that song for you. I know it was bothering you. Sorry.
Oh, my God. My stomach's a little queasy now.
Well, good thing his best friend wasn't on the flight, you know, then it would have been real trouble.
You know, who's his best friend?
One Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
No, I heard Kenny Loggins was sitting in the back. He was by the bathroom, couldn't get up there in time.
What happened there? There's his partner Messina there. What, does he still sing?
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina, right?
Yep.
Used to be?
Yep. Loggins and Messina.
Does he still sing? I don't know.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stressed out because of all the work you have to wrap up for the holidays? Well, why not settle down with a nice tall glass of breast milk? But wait, where do you get that kind of thing? So we get a story from the South China Morning Post, one of the more bizarre crime stories of the year. It's a computer technician who stole and drank a colleague's breast milk.
What?
As if that weren't enough, he also sent the woman anonymous messages bragging about drinking her milk, and then more messages that were accompanied by a photo of an erect penis wrapped in a plastic bag and another of a glass of milk. If you're wondering, if you, of course you are, how she could have been unaware of this at first, in the first place, Lam Chung Khan, a 37-year-old married father, snatched the bottle off her desk from the office pantry back in March. Later, investigations discovered that surveillance footage showed Lam was the only one in the office using a phone at the time that the creepy messages were sent. Officers found that phone containing both the messages and
what
the pictures.
What is wrong with people?
Well, you know, they get thirsty. Earlier this month...
I get thirsty, too. I don't grab somebody's breast milk.
Well, maybe you should.
I'd rather get it from the source. I don't get it from the fridge.
Earlier this month, Lam pleaded guilty to one count of theft at a Hong Kong court. His defense counsel said that he was very sorry for what he had done, casting as a one-time offense that had been brought on by his inability to cope with stress at work. On Wednesday, the court punished Lam with 200 hours of community service for your crime. So if you do want to steal breast milk, that's it. 200 hours community service. Bing, bang. You can do that in like a month. The exposure of the incident...
In Hong Kong?
Yeah.
You can do that in a night.
I think it's Bangkok. The exposure of the incident, others knowledge, the trouble began... the trouble brought to your family. That's a punishment you brought upon yourself, but your family is innocent, the judge said in case he said to the defendant. There's nothing fun about this. Think about how you will mend your ties with your family. This is going to be one awkward Christmas party. Still, we agree that Lam isn't likely to be stealing other people's breast milk again. In order to get his fix, he will likely be excited to learn that there are special kinds of prostitutes that specialize in adult breastfeeding.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Yeah. So those are our two stories. And also, we got a couple of birthday shout-outs and announcements. Absolutely. First of all... coming up on Wednesday, I believe, the 28th?
Yes, 28th, yes.
Will be Chet Johnson. Chet will be turning 21.
21.
For the fourth time. I'm kidding, Chet. I love you. I hope you are well, and we wish you the happiest of birthdays and the merriest of merriest Christmases.
Yes, yes, yes.
And in the rock and roll genre...
genre.
That we so play over here. Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen is celebrating a birthday today, and a cake is cooking for one Edward Severson. Who is he? Who is this Edward Severson, you say? Later on, he took his mother's maiden name, and he is now known as Eddie Vedder.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes, sir.
Yes. Once he found out very that nice. His father wasn't his father, he changed his name to Vedder.
Very informative, Christopher. Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
Well, he's sitting in our green room and he told me all
silly
this
news.
Good info.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. That,
good,
yeah,
good,
rocking,
good job, Chris. Good job.
Yes, very, very good job. Thank you very much, sir. So since it's, next week we're doing our trio birthday show, and we might as well add Chester into it.
Having a very, and, very hard time taking you seriously with that sweater, man.
Well, it is ugly sweater day here at the Giddy Up.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play a song for Chet, and then I'm going to play a song for Eddie, who is waiting in the green room to come on the show in a little while.
With his ukulele.
Yes. He's him and Tiny Tim.
I have a song from Tiny Tim if you want me to play.
No, that's okay. So, anyways, take us out, Chris, and this goes out to Chet, and happy 21st birthday.
Again, Chet, and again, and again. Yeah, listening to the Festivus miracle that is the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic Medford.
That's right. We'll be right back, kids.
Medford, Boston.
This is Chet's favorite group in the world. This next one goes out to the beautiful girl that lives in Springfield. You know who you are.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. You're such a sight.
Aaliyah, little Donnie Iris, never hurt anybody. Trust me, never hurt anybody. That goes out to my sister from another mother, but I don't know, that's not a saying.
Sister,
but
from another mister.
Okay, that goes out to Leah Hall in Springfield, a very good friend, and I've known her whole life. And the one before that was Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top. That goes out to Chet, my stepfather. Hope you're feeling better. I know he's been doing very well. Beat cancer. God bless you. And his birthday is on the 28th. And there you go. So a couple dedications from myself.
If you get a chance, folks out there, if you want to go into the old YouTubes and check out the old
YouTubes.
On the interwebs. I don't have the onlines. The online, who calls it that? I don't have the online. Let me see that phone. What kind of phone is that? Sorry, that's a Always Sunny in Philadelphia reference.
Yes, of course it is.
Yes.
And if you don't watch that, then you are missing out, trust me.
You're an idiot. If you're going to watch one episode, because, you know, the new season, by the way, that's another thing. Just give a shout out to DeVito and the cast. It's one of the greatest comedies. It's going to be back on January 4th on FX at 10 o'clock. But if you cannot binge watch until then,
you know, I mean, it's not like you have. It's not like a
It's not continuing.
An occurring show.
Yeah.
It's a sitcom.
Yeah.
And basically, you could just jump in and watch any show at any time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It cool, is man. Hilarious.
Oh, Cricket, the McPoyles. Oh, I mean, Cricket. Not even the main. the cast, but what I was gonna say is that if you want to just like watch one before the new season, I would say this is the Christmas episode, which is hysterical. Danny DeVito naked in a couch, awesome.
Oh my god, that one was insane.
That's throw up in your mouth funny. And number two, I would say when they go cross country to break the Wade Boggs record of drinking Miller Lights flight.
That's right.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So sit around the family, watch a little Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and
cool,
watch them commit you.
What about the Curb Your Enthusiasm? They're back on now, aren't they?
Yeah, be back later this year, I think over the summer. I think August is coming back.
I love that show.
That's one of the great writers out there. All right, so Polly spun the wheel.
I did.
About the top of the show, around the 2 o'clock hour. And we landed on
1993.
So we're going to start off at number 20.
Number 20. Okay.
And
take it away, Christopher.
Mother!
Oh. Little Danzig.
Danzig didn't hurt anybody, especially Jack White, who hurt Danzig.
You knocked him out.
The formerly muscle-bound, now man-boob singer, former singer of the Misfits, with his hit Mother. Coming in at number 19.
I love Tony Danza. He's jacked.
Danzig!
Oh, Danzig, okay.
Remember when you tried to watch Choose the Box episodes to see Danzig? You're so confused. Guns N' Roses covering Nazareth with Hair of the Dog from the Spaghetti.
Oh, Hair of the Dog.
Hair of the Dog from the Spaghetti Incident. Number 18. Blind Melon with Tones of Home. The late Shannon Hoon.
Yes.
Who unfortunately passed.
And you could never tell he was on drugs.
Yeah, no one from 93 was on drugs.
No.
Which brings us to which brings us to our next artist, who wasn't on drugs, but you are what you eat. It's Meatloaf. With Life is a Lemon and I Want My Money Back.
You know, growing up, my father, one thing he always instilled in me and told me, don't ever let your meatloaf.
That number's it's coming up next. At number 16.
Tool.
But Sober.
I know quite a few Tools.
Tool is actually working on a new album. It's like 10 years in the making since the last thing.
I was going to say, haven't had an album out at least 10 years.
And their bass player said that they've been recording and recording. They have maybe 1,000 songs recorded for the new album that they got to figure out what to go through. It's getting ridiculous. So, no clip. Number 15, Scorpions with Woman. Number 14, wish I had a clip of this song. It's Big Head Todd and the Monsters with Bittersweet.
Oh, you should have told me. I would have grabbed you a little clip.
They don't tell me these things in advance because, you know.
Yeah, well, that's why you're never at the meetings before the show.
There's no meetings.
You need to. There is meeting. I'm the only one there. I talk to myself.
Yeah, but you end up getting in an argument, storm out, and leaving. Number 13, Nirvana, All Apologies. And this is the unplugged version, but I think the version that was number 13.
Is that the year he died? 93?
94.
94.
So
okay.
This should be from the In Utero. So I think we have the wrong version that our friends at Billboard put up there.
Okay.
At number 12, one of the most underrated songs by U2, and it's one of my favorites. It's Stay, Far Away, So Close.
I'm with you on that, Chris.
What a beautiful song. I love
it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Bono has one of the most melodic voices that you have ever heard.
He's a great, I like him. He's a good guy, too.
Beautiful.
Nice person.
Oh, you met Bono?
Nice guy. Well, no, I didn't meet him, but I saw some specials he was on. He was on a about 10 years ago, he was on a Sinatra special.
Yeah, that's right. He kind of idolized Sinatra.
You know?
Yeah, he was a big Sinatra fan. Sinatra invited him to his 90th birthday.
Yeah, the 90th. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, he died in his 80s.
80th birthday or something. Yeah. And he did some songs with them together. It was cool. You know?
Yeah, he did Night and Day.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a little, if you ever get around to reading the Springsteen biography, there's a chapter on how Springsteen and the Sinatras became very close.
Really?
Yeah, became very good friends. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, Sinatra, when he passed, his funeral was invite only, and Patty and Bruce were invited.
Yeah.
And they used to have what they used to call the Guido Sunday dinner. And they were invited to it, being that Patty and Bruce are both Italian, and they didn't know who was going to be there or where. And it was Frank and Barbara Sinatra hosting at their house. And Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, and a whole bunch of other Italian Americans were over there, and they would have a good time.
Right on.
Yeah. Number 11. What a giddy up approved band, if there ever was one. Alice in Chains. With Down in a Hole. Once again, this is the unplugged version, but I don't think we're looking at the dirt version at this point, not the unplugged.
Okay. You know what?
So,
maybe
we'll let it
maybe
go.
I'll play it.
We'll let it go.
Maybe I'll play it before the end of our show.
Awesome.
Because you know Alice in Chains is my second favorite band behind Led Zeppelin.
Dexy's Midnight. Led Zeppelin. Let's get this too confused. Screaming Cheetah Wheelies. God, I remember them. Shaking the Blues. At number 9, Giddy Up Approved.
Come on.
STP.
STP. With Scott Whelan.
Probably second.
He's not even half the man he used to be anymore.
Do you know he was a hell of a cook?
Really?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
He was a hell of a cook, and he took Christmas real seriously.
Wow.
And he took his turkey making very seriously. Actually, you know what? I know we're kind of late in the show, but he had a Christmas album out a few years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe see if we can find it.
Okay.
The brothers came at number 8 with That Don't Satisfy Me. At number 7, The Gin Blossoms. Found out about you. What did he find out? I don't know.
The Gin Blossom. I used to like this song. Actually.
Yeah, what's the other one? Hey Jealousy, I like that
a lot.
Hey
Jealousy.
Number 6, Eric Clapton with Stone Free, a cover of the Hendrix song. At number 5, we have the legendary Canadian trio, Rush with Cold Fire.
Very Giddy Up approved.
Yes.
Rush.
At number 4, Cry of Love with Bad Thing, a song I have zero recollection of. Do you remember this?
I do not, I believe
before?
It or I mean, I have a steel trap for a mind, but I do not remember.
Maybe it was
this
number 4 in Jupiter, I don't know.
It must have been.
How was it number 4? Seriously, we have no recollection. This one we know. Number 3, from Boston, Aerosmith.
I think we know these guys.
Great video, as you recall. Amazing. From the Get a Grip album. Oh, what a song, man.
Amazing. This song is amazing.
Yes, it is. Number 2, coming to the Boston Garden. 40th Anniversary Tour, July 20th.
Oh, I wonder who's going to be there.
Me and you?
I believe
Tom
so.
Tom Petty and his fabulous Heartbreakers with Mary Jane's Last Dance. Great riff on there.
Is Kim going to be there?
I don't think so. Yeah, they're going to have her. He's going to be dragging her corpse on the stage.
She's going to be ripping tickets.
Hey, I went to that comedy show, Comics Come Home, show with Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
I went. I could see it.
I did, too.
Oh, did you go that
Yes,
night?
I did.
Did
I was there. I didn't see you, though.
Wanda Sykes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it is what it is.
She shouldn't have, you know, did what she did.
is what it is. I think we
I'm
should
not
move.
A big fan of Wanda Sykes. No, I have to tell you. No, no. I'm not.
I'm not a fan of a lot of comedians, to be honest with you. It's a few I like, some I do, some I don't. Nick DiPaolo, he sucks. I don't like him.
You hang around with me too much. Yeah. And I kind of spoiled it.
I don't think Nick DiPaolo's funny at all.
He's out. He said some bad things.
How about our boy David Russo?
He's funny. I like Dave. Yes. I think Dave's funnier than a lot of people. Like, I'll tell you who Dave Russo's a lot funnier than is the kid from Arlington who made it big. What's his name? The guy who ripped off all the comedians. Yes.
Oh, Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
He's more of an actor, I think.
Well, you know what they said about Dane Cook?
Agree.
Yeah. Was that...
I was in a movie with him.
You know how
you were?
Yeah, my best friend's girl. I played his usher at the wedding.
Oh, I never seen that.
That was good.
Yeah. Was,
did it
about the one I like was Waiting, you know, the,
yeah.
about the...
He was in there?
Yeah, he was the cook. He was one of the cooks in Waiting.
Oh, yeah, right.
Tattoos.
Yeah. So, you know how he ripped off all the comics?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then he sued his brother-in-law for ripping him off?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so all the comics, like,
His brother. That was his brother.
Brother-in-law, or stepbrother, or something?
I think it was like a stepbrother, yeah.
Wow.
And he, and all the comics were saying, you know what, that was poetic justice because like he would rip off all the comics and did his thing.
Wow.
So, number one, I'm going to throw it to your Santa. Santa who's going to put something in your
number
stocking
one,
later.
Number one song from 1993 in this universe was Daughter by Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder. It's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
So, I'm going to play this song. And it's 3:45. We'll be right back right after this song to say our goodbyes, unfortunately. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we'll hang around a little longer. Anyways.
I do have to go.
All right. This is the number one song from 1993. Enjoy, boys and girls.
Don't call me daughter, not fit to be. The picture can't well remind.
might be on automatic, like, you know, soldiers. Maybe someone will take it over.
So he's chased. I once knew a man from Nantucket.
Yes. So welcome back, boys and girls. 3:49, almost 3:50 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And I am joined by my partner in crime, the funny man, Mr. Christopher Ridgway.
Hello.
And, of course, the mayor of Medford, Mr. Frankie Ian Bergamo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining the show today. And next
thank you
week,
for having me. Excellent.
We are all going to be here again.
Yeah.
And to do our Christmas extravaganza, as you would call it.
No, this is our Christmas. Next is the birthday.
I'm sorry, birthday.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Birthday.
Well, I got Christmas on the back. Three Capricorns.
Wow.
Ooh. We should make a song.
It's kind of like the three tenors, except...
except, we can't sing like that.
They can't sing like us, so joke's on them. Ales.
We could try.
It's Pavarotti.
Camaro.
Camaro.
Camarosa.
Bocelli. Andrea Bocelli.
Bocelli. And that other guy.
Sergio. Sergio Valente.
Yeah, it's Sergio Valente.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I have his jeans. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back. 3:51. Man, this show flew. Our Christmas extravaganza. Hopefully our birthday doesn't go as fast. Anyways, it's 45 degrees here still in beautiful Medford. And tomorrow is not my pick of the week because of the weekend. It is, it's going to rain.
Yeah,
I hate to tell you.
I heard
highs of 42, lows of 33. It's definitely happy Hanukkah, cloudy with rain showers. So that's probably why, because it's beginning of Hanukkah, right?
Yeah.
You know. Anyways, tomorrow's going to pretty much rain. It's going to be a washout. But Sunday, believe it or not, Christmas, it's not going to be a white Christmas, I hate to say, but it is my pick of the weekend. It's going to be a high of 42. It is going to be mostly sunny and cool. Highs, like I said, highs of about 40, 41, lows of 29. And but it's not going to rain, at least, and it's not going to snow either. So
it's going to rain during the game.
Saturday, yes. They're not home though, are they?
Yeah, they're home.
Oh, they are home.
Yeah,
okay, so it's going to rain. It's going to be raining during the Patriots game, yes, and most likely during my Bills game. So.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right. So these are weekend weather, and I'm going to say goodbyes and go out with a couple songs, a couple Christmas songs. Nobody called in today, which I'm a little disappointed. Hopefully you will all, somebody will call in to wish us happy birthday next week, because
yes,
we'll all be celebrating, and we'll have some nice rum cake or whatever.
Some brownies.
Hey, I'm on a diet. Hold the cake.
Yeah, hold the cake. You just have we'll have a tequila cake.
Yeah, can we have like
that'd be good, yeah.
How about butterscotch and hold the butter?
They have a Javi Wallbanger cake.
They do?
Yeah.
Where, Lacoste's?
They make it in, it's one of the fancy pastry stores, like Condita Meister and those places.
Oh,
But see, if you look it up on the Google, you'll see where you can buy it.
Wow, we don't know Frankie, you know, you're on the ends with the Guido. So
Condita Meister.
You need like a secret knock
Condita
or
Condita Meister Burger.
Or a password or something to get in one of those bakeries.
Maybe we could make one.
Okay. Anyways, Frankie, you want to say any shout-outs and goodbyes?
Well, I just want to thank you very much for having me, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. You and
too, brother.
Chris and
thank
the families,
you,
and we'll hope to see you next Friday.
Yes.
And thanks for everything. Ciao.
Ciao. Christopher.
So, yay, Merry Christmas, everybody. I'd like to wish you a Happy New Year, but you're going to have to tune in next week to hear me say that.
All right.
So
Happy New Year.
Once again, the reason we're here is... is because you folks who listen, and bless your hearts, as I always say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, as long as you can. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. And I want to say Merry Christmas to both of my brothers over here and to everyone that's listening in, and even people that aren't listening in. And I'm with Christopher. We will say our Happy New Year's next week, and Happy Hanukkah. And happy Festivus to all of you. And, you know, enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a great weekend with Christmas and everything. And I want to say we're taking a 166-hour break because we need it after this extravaganza of a show. And I want to just thank everybody and say stay Boston strong. Always, always, always. Always be a rock and never roll. And the Giddy Up will be back next week for our birthday show. So thank you, boys and girls, and we will see you next week. Oh, I also want to apologize to Tom Brady, who's in the green room next to Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder and Tom Brady. We ran out of time. We couldn't. So if they could come back for our birthday show, we'd gladly have them on. So
we apologize. Come by for a piece of cake.
We apologize to you guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, hey, stay safe and have a great, great holiday weekend. We'll see you next week, kids.
Every Christmas, one movie arrives that you want to share with everyone.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
What time, huh? What? What? Oh, Christmas. guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good? Or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys are in trouble out here. And you better watch out.